Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Feinschmeckertouren, Folge 148.
Feinschmeckertouren.
Der Reise- und Genuss-Podcast für Menschen mit anspruchsvollem Geschmack von Bettina Fischer
und Burkhard Siebert. Hier lernst du außergewöhnliche Food- und Feinkostadressen, Weine und Restaurants kennen.
Begleite uns und lass dich von kulinarischen Highlights inspirieren.
Hi, hallo und schön, dass du auch zum zweiten Teil unseres Interviews mit der sympathischen und kompetenten Sommelier und Weinkennerin Erin Scala aus Charlottesville in Virginia eingeschaltet hast. Heute geht die Reise durch die Wein- und Genussregion mit Erin Scala weiter. Du wirst als allererstes die Auflösung des Geheimnisses aus der letzten Folge erfahren und natürlich noch jede Menge mehr über die Weine der Region, über ein paar spezielle Weingüter, Insider-Tipps von Erin Scala, auch zu ausgewählten Genussadressen, Restaurants in Charlottesville und Umgebung. Und lasst es sich einfach verwöhnen, kulinarisch und akustisch von dem Interview, das wir mit ihr auf Englisch geführt haben. Aber sie spricht ein so super gut zu verstehendes Englisch, dass es eigentlich kein Problem sein sollte, wenn du ein bisschen dieser Sprache folgen kannst. Viel Spaß beim Genießen. Jetzt geht's weiter mit Erin Scala.
Here's another interesting thing. So, in the US, there are certain dishes that you find all over the whole country. And these things, you can go into any restaurant, any chain restaurant, like an Applebee's or something, not necessarily high fine dining, and you'll typically find these items. Vanilla ice cream, macaroni and cheese, creme brulee, whipped cream, apple pie, french fries. These may seem like non-American foods, but they're foods I grew up with, and they're foods like everybody has and grows up with here. And each one of these foods was brought to the U.S. by the same chef, James Hemmings. And James Hemmings was the chef at Monticello. He was enslaved, so he's the enslaved chef at Monticello. He traveled to France and brought back these recipes. He brought back, I think, mac and cheese from Italy and all these other things. So he's an incredible chef who has influenced our cuisine like beyond what I can, like beyond everything. So when you mix all this stuff together and you see the new wine trade, the Chesapeake Bay watershed, all the food and cuisine that's emerging, and then you couple that with James Hemmings' influence from those early foods, you'll see like you're in this very exciting world of cuisine.
That's very interesting. So that means Monticello is not only the birthplace of wine, it's also the birthplace of American standard cuisine. And this chef makes a big melting pot out of all. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Of course, interesting to explore this and to see what happens mm-hmm. when it grows. Yeah.
Every time I have mac and cheese, I think about James Hemmings, and I love to take these kind of classic dishes. And granted, the recipes are from, they're, you know, creme brulee is clearly a French recipe. Mac and cheese is clearly an Italian recipe. But they've become part of the standard things that everybody eats here. You know, I've had mac and cheese at least once a week for my whole life. And it's kind of interesting to realize that that's, it's a really big part of history. And how can we work our new wine scene into this very cool historic cuisine and emergent cuisine?
Cool.
So I can't answer your question because it's a real, there's so much going on and there's, it's impossible to define because we're watching it happen, I would say. It's a very dynamic scene, you know?
Yeah, it is. So can you give some special hints, some wineries here in the Charlottesville area, what you recommend at first?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite wineries, one that's a big ambassador for the Monticello Wine Trail is Barbersville Winery. Barbersville is the site of an old house that was designed by Thomas Jefferson. And if you remember, before there were Christmas lights, people would put actual candles on Christmas trees. And one day on Christmas Day, the Christmas tree caught fire and the house burned down. Today, the ruins of this house are in the middle of the vineyard. So if you go to this winery at Barboursville, and there's a tasting room here, vineyards, beautiful vineyards all around, and then you see these sort of pillars hanging up, and it looks like Stonehenge. But it's this ancient house that had an octagon-shaped room in the middle of it. So very interesting architecture. And Barboursville, they planted their grapes back in the late 70s, were one of the first people to bottle and to have commercial wine on the market. Barboursville is owned by an Italian family, the Zonins, who own several wineries in Italy as well. And the winemaker is Italian. So you'll find interesting grapes there like Nebbiolo and Fiano, Vermentino. Some of the classic Italian grapes are grown at Barboursville. So at Barboursville, you'll find this kind of quintessential Italian sort of slant towards the grape varieties used and towards the style of wine that's produced. Although, that said, their flagship wine is a Bordeaux-style blend. The Octagon is typically like a Merlot-based blend with other grape varieties mixed in.
That's interesting. They are Italian roots that they make a flagship wine from the Bordeaux style.
And what do you think about the Vermentino from this winery? Because we tasted a lot of Vermentinos in Tuscany, and normally the Vermentino has to grow up nearby the sea to get all these flavors, minerality, the nose of the salty sea
blue. Yeah.
Area. Yeah.
Yes.
What about the Vermentino here?
Here, I've tried it many times. It's a newer project, and it's refreshing and delicious. It does have a saline quality to it, even though we're far from the sea. But I guess we're on an ancient sea, you know. But yeah, it's a lovely wine.
Okay.
We should try it. To find out the difference between the Tuscan Vermentino and them.
Sounds to me like a bit of Little Piedmont in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And would be interesting to taste these wines from these grapes that are growing here. Yeah.
There's a restaurant there too, so you can have lunch.
That's a very good idea.
Another thing is, do you have morel mushrooms where you're from? Morels. They're an interesting kind of mushroom.
Morel.
Yeah, morel, yeah. Rundmorel, yeah.
I don't know.
We have
morel in the kitchen, I know, but we bought them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
These guys here?
Yeah. I don't know where they grow in Germany.
We have a lot of them here.
Ah.
So it's every morel season, they come kind of around April. And it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing. There's a big seasonality here that's fun to watch, and it's fun to get into the rhythm of it. So like April, you'll have morels. May is the soft shell crab season. Then we get into June, lettuces. And then late summer, it's all about tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes. Okay. Then we get into the squashes in the winter. And just celebrating that season. It's almost like in the way that that Germany celebrates the Spargelkart, and all of the Spargel season, we feel the same way about morel season and ramp season and softshell crab season. It's like there's crazy, people are crazy about it, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta get softshell crabs, just like you gotta get that Spargel.
You know? Yeah, that's good. You have to eat it when it's the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we tried the softshell crab cake. We tried the crab cake in Baltimore. But I haven't got the courage to try a blue crab as a whole, because I saw someone eating this.
It was very special.
It was very special, and I don't know how to eat it, what I can eat, and how to open the
legs up, the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it a hard crab or a soft crab?
A hard crab.
Blue crab.
Blue crab. So the crabs from the Chesapeake, they have their hard shell, but in their mating season in May, it's the molting season. So when they get ready to mate, the crabs will molt their shell, and they'll be soft, but only for about 24 hours. So the goal is to capture the crabs right after they've molted, and then get them to the restaurants as fast as possible and cook them up before their hard shell forms. And that way, in this way, you can eat the entire crab, totally, the complete crab, everything, and you put it on a sandwich, and that's a classic dish here.
Okay, that sounds very interesting.
I've never heard it before. No.
So if you see, you might see it because you can get soft shells all through the summer. May is the big season, but we're still pretty close to May. So if you see soft shell crab on a menu, I would definitely give it a try because you can only get soft shells here, anywhere where there's a watershed. I think there's a crab population in Japan where you can get them, and you can get them in New Orleans, right around the, like on that Caribbean side, you can find crab populations that do soft shells. But the Chesapeake Bay watershed also has soft shells, and it's really extraordinary. But it's like, again, I'm telling you, people get so crazy about it. Soft shells, just like Spargel. It's like the same. So
That sounds good, yeah. With a nice rosé.
And which wine would you recommend in pairing with the soft shell?
Ooh. If you can find a Virginia Petit Mensang, it would be so good. But I don't think you would like it because it's higher in acid. So perhaps if I were pouring a wine for you, I might pour a Viognier with the crab. You could also the Vermentino would be good too.
Of course. Definitely.
There's other wines to keep your eye out for too. There's Stinson Winery that's really close by. They have a very laid back tasting room, really incredible winemaker. There's Thatch Winery, which they have this whip-smart winemaker. He's incredibly intelligent and always thinks so much about the wines that he's making. And he has a very broad palate, so he's always tasting wines from around the world. And I love the vision and focus he's brought to Thatch Winery. If you go a little bit north, you'll get to Early Mountain Winery, and they have an incredible winemaker who has a very interesting focus on sustainability in a unique way. He likes to plant on these hillsides, so he's always looking for hillside vineyards. He will typically try to use native yeast, so you get these Erspanti, they call it in German, Erspanti yeast. And they also make some Pétillant Naturel at Early Mountain, which is an interesting sparkling wine, which would also go great with the soft shells. And then if you want a beautiful, beautiful view and incredible Pinot and Chardonnay, you've got to travel to Amherst. You drive through the woods, you think you're lost, and then finally you get to this beautiful amphitheater at Ankita Ridge Winery. And at Ankita Ridge, the wines are just delicious. They have very small vineyards, just a few acres, and they make a Pinot Noir and they make a Chardonnay on granite soils, so totally different soils than here. They're kind of their own little thing, and it's delicious wines.
Sounds very interesting, yeah?
I think 1 week is too less
to discover.
Yeah, to discover this region.
Yeah, I think we have to come back. That's getting clearer and clearer for me.
Well, I live here and I'm still discovering.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of, you're living in paradise. So to have all these good flavors and emerging cuisine and all that stuff, that's cool. Apropos cuisine, do you have some recommendations for restaurants here in Charlottesville or in the surrounding?
Sure. In Charlottesville, there's some of my favorites are, we have a famous Chinese chef, Peter Chang, who specializes in Sichuan cooking. It's in an interesting little shopping center. So if you'll pardon my German, it's the bestes Chinesisches Essen in einem Einkaufszentrum. Yes?
Yeah.
I'm actually going there tonight for dinner. I can't wait. But the food is extraordinary, and it's a real very clear look at a particular type of cuisine. So it's just wonderful. There's also one of the most historic restaurants, which I hope you visit on your trip, is the C&O restaurant, and they've been open over 40 years. When they first opened, the downtown mall was a bit desolate. It was a bit of kind of like a dangerous neighborhood, and this restaurant opened, and a New York food critic happened to be traveling through and reviewed it. And they were doing great food, and it was one of the coolest little wine lists. they had Dom Pérignon and Château du Chem, all these fascinating wines on the wine list in this tiny little restaurant right down the street from here.
Okay.
And there's also a little bar. So if you go there late and no one's there, you just sort of walk behind the host stand, you walk down the stairs, and there's one of the coolest bars I've ever been to. They have a really great spirit selection, and it's just a fun little bar, a little speakeasy. So that's really fun. There's also a great bistro called Bizou, and Bizou is a French bistro. They have an incredible wine list, and they use a lot of local ingredients. So if you really want to taste what's local, if you want to taste those local greens and those local herbs and spices and vegetables, go there. They're also typically will always serve a local trout. We're famous for a particular trout here. So if you get to try a trout, yes, that's what you want. It's a type of fish. And the chef at Bizou, the chef here at Bizou is, he's from France. And he's one of the first people back in the 90s to really try to break away from mass-produced food and really try to cook local. And he told me this story about when he was first trying to cook local foods. The farmers were kind of growing what they wanted to grow and not really what restaurants needed. And so it was always hard to get enough tomatoes or enough greens, you know. And now there's this dialogue between the farmers and the chefs. So the farmers and the chefs kind of like talk to each other about what they need each season. And they're more in sync, I would say. At Bizou, they were one of the first people to start using these beautiful organic eggs. And so you'll find like excellent eggs there. So it's a very special restaurant. It's, you know, it's a little French bistro. It's not fancy, but it's the ingredients are just so fresh and interesting. And it's so important historically for being almost the start of the search for local ingredients that helps push agriculture a little bit further. There's also a great Vero Napolitano pizza restaurant. So it's been certified by the Napoli Pizza Association, and they make these incredible pizzas it's sort of like underneath a bridge, and you go in and it's this little restaurant. They have a big pizza oven, and you just get like the best pizza. It's so good. If you want something fancy, there's Fleury Restaurant. And of course, I love the food at Common House at the Clifton. So those are some of my favorite places to eat as well.
Yeah, that we definitely can confirm that the cuisine at the Clifton is delicious, very good. I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
I know, all this talk of food.
we think we have to go somewhere of those places here.
Yes, and get a little bite to eat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's very interesting travel throughout the region, the wine and food too. And so many thanks for these wonderful, worthy tips we can offer and present to our listeners now. And yeah, good luck to you. And hope to see you soon, maybe in another podcast show. If you come to Germany, you have to visit us and we show you our region.
Yeah, which is also a wine region where we live. The greatest red wine region in Germany. It's nearby Heilbronn.
Where?
Yeah, that's Heilbronn.
Heilbronn. Yeah, it's, the Württemberger wine.
Okay.
Yeah, the winemakers rose.
Lemberger, which is Blaufränkisch. Mm-hmm. Trollinger. You have ever heard of?
I have never tried a Trollinger.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, to me it's not really wine. It's more grape juice. But yeah, it is indeed a great. And we are not too far from the Pfalz. You know the Pfalz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Franken, of course. Silvaner is grown.
Oh,
famous wine. So
we fantastic. Have and there is some. There's some Lemberger here in the Shenandoah Valley.
Oh
yeah, uh-huh.
From where?
In the Shenandoah Valley, yeah. Over the mountains, there's some Lemberger.
Lemberger, yeah.
So Virginia Lemberger, you could try it.
Oh,
we
cool.
Should do that.
Yeah.
So thank you for this great wine and food talk, for all your tips. Yeah.
Thank you, and danke schön, meine neue Freundin, und tschüssing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tschüss und ja.
Tschüss, Erin.
Tschüss.
Und dir, lieber Zuhörer, dir stellen wir natürlich all die Tipps, die Aaron dir gerade genannt hat, in unsere Shownotes. Wir verlinken das alles, dass wenn du je die Lust dazu bekommst, und ich glaube, diese Folge hat richtig Lust darauf gemacht, Virginia zu entdecken, dann ja, damit du auf jeden Fall auf der sicheren Seite bist, kulinarisch und weintechnisch.
In diesem Sinne, viel Spaß beim Genießen und have a nice time.
Ja, ciao.
Hier endet dein Genusserlebnis noch lange nicht. Komm rüber auf unsere Homepage feinschmeckertouren.de und schau dir die Bilder zu unserer Show an. Dort findest du auch wertvolle Links zu den heutigen Empfehlungen.
Verpasst keine Neuigkeiten mehr und trag dich am besten gleich in unseren Newsletter ein. Wir freuen uns auf deine Anregungen für weitere Episoden und einen regen Austausch mit dir.
Viel Spaß beim Genießen, denn du weißt ja,
wahrer Reichtum besteht nicht im Besitz, sondern im Genuss.
Deine Feinschmecker-Guides Bettina
und Burkhard.
Wie viele Kaffees waren es heute schon? Kaffee spielt im Leben vieler eine sehr große Rolle. Und das nicht nur zu Hause oder im Café, sondern auch am Arbeitsplatz. Dafür gibt es Lavazza Professional. Kaffee am Arbeitsplatz, der genauso lecker schmeckt wie in eurem Lieblingscafé. Die perfekte Kaffeelösung für jede Art von Unternehmen. Klein, mittel, groß. Ihr habt auf jeden Fall einen Kaffee, der schmeckt. Die richtige Motivation für eure Arbeitstage. Alle Infos zu Lavazza Professional findet ihr auf lavazzapro.de mit allen Kaffeelösungen für euer Büro.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.